God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. While I may not know you, I think I know the first question you ever asked. Now, if not the first question you have asked, and by the way, you may have asked this question before you even had words, it is certainly the first question as to importance. And the question is, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Now, if that sounds like three different questions to you, it is not. It is one question with one answer. If you have the answer to one, you have the answer to all three. And the question is simply, what is the beginning of my life? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And the answer is God. Now, if you do not answer the first question, it'll be the last question you have. When you come to the end of life, you'll still be searching for an answer. It has indeed been the search of the ancient Greeks and the people before them and the podcast yesterday. The question is the big question in life. Where did all this come from? Where did I come from? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God." Those are perhaps the most profound words in all the Word of God. If there's anything more profound, it would be John 1, where the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. So the long and short of it is, you cannot know yourself until you know God. People are confused about what they are and who they are and why they are here, and will continue to do so until they know God. In the beginning, God created. So three things here. One, there is a beginning. In the beginning. Now, this is not the hard part. The fact is, everyone knows there has to be a beginning, whether you think it's some cosmic explosion or accident over time, or whether you think there's a higher power, but you don't know who he is, and so you have no obligation to him, or whether it is a God who is named and who is personal, who knows and cares about you. There is a beginning. The hard part is, what about before the beginning? So if you believe in some form of evolution, the question that at some point just has no answers, where did this come from? Well, there were gases. Where did that come from? Well, there was this. Where did that come? Where did matter come from? Where did any of it come from? And the answer is something so amazing, so powerful, that what else can you call it other than God? You may call it a chance and time, but we're talking about forces that are far more powerful than anything you've ever seen in your entire life. So there had to be a beginning, and that's not the hard part. The hard part is, what came before the beginning? What part before God? What part before chance? And the answer is that there is a beginning and there is a God. You can name him, and he's a personal God. A summation of Genesis 1 might be something like this. God said, "It was so, it was good." There is a God. He's a God who is named. He is a God who is personal. God said, "It was so, it was good." Again, everyone at some point believes in some force so great, so mighty, they have never seen anything like it. And what is that if not God? And what is that if not faith in believing in such a God? There is a beginning, there is a God, and this God is the creator. That is the assertion of the Bible, the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So he's the creator. God created a cosmos, not a chaos. You know, what we have without purpose is chaos. What we have with purpose is creation, and we are creatures. We are made by God. And when we acknowledge that, it gives us both purpose and a sense of provision. And in verse 28, the Bible says, "And God blessed them," that is mankind, male and female, "and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Now, that is totally politically incorrect, but it's totally correct. It's accurate. It's right. Be fruitful, replenish, multiply, subdue, have dominion. We're not tyrants of this globe, but we are not children of the globe. We are stewards of what God has given. So we have purpose. And verse 29 says, "And God said, behold, I have given you." So we have purpose and we have provision from God because there is a God. Now, the upshot is simply this. Live today as if you'd answered the first question. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Live today as if you'd answered the first question. Now, if you have not answered that first question, let me just encourage you that there is a God and you can know him. And you can know him through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have trusted the Lord Jesus, then live today as if you'd answered the first question, because indeed you have. When it comes to politics, don't take God out of the world that he created. There's no movement, no party, no matter how grand or conservative or whatever you may think is virtuous, there's no party that is the answer to our need without a God, without God. Religion, you know, religion is just that. It's nothing but a bunch of liturgy without a person if there is no God. Your social interactions with other people, how do you treat them? How do you account for them? How do you take them? The fact of the matter is that the way to understand politics and religion and our social life is to acknowledge that there is a God, that he is greater than we, that he's a creator of us, and that we are a reflection. We are made in the image of God. Years ago, there was a professor at a seminary, Southwestern, I believe, and his little boy had heard in Sunday school about Jonah and the whale, the great fish, actually, but we'll call him Jonah and the whale. And he came back, and the little guy, maybe 4 years old, was skeptical. He said, I don't believe that a great fish swallowed a man. And his dad wisely said, well, is there a God? And he said, well, yes. And he said, well, if there's a God, do you think he's great enough to create a sea? And the boy said, yes. And he said, if there's a God and he created a sea, could he create a great fish? And the boy said, yes. And he said, well, if there's a God and he could create a sea and a great fish, don't you think he could create a great fish that in this instance could swallow a man? And the little boy replied, well, if you're going to put God into it, I guess I can believe it. Friend, the only real miracle is God. The only thing that's more miraculous than God is what it would take if there were no God. Once you accept God, there's nothing that you read of in the Bible that is impossible. Without God, life is meaningless. With God, all things are possible, and the universe can make sense. So when it comes to purpose and provision and direction in life, you cannot know yourself until you know God, and God has revealed himself in his creation and in his word.